This is the hallmark of every service, the word of God. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for blessing us thus far. As we go once again into your word this afternoon, reveal yourself to us and bless us with your truth in Jesus' name. Can we turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 14, verse 8? Please just bear with us and we'll close the service shortly. Don't tune off yet. Allow the Lord Jesus to speak to you through his word. Joshua chapter 14 and verse 8. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I only followed the Lord my God. God bless you. Be seated. And let's hear this song from the musicians as we go into the word of God. The topic of the The word of the Lord to us this afternoon is the ways to follow Jesus. The song from the musician says, I will follow you. The ways to follow Jesus. We read in the book of Joshua chapter 14 verse 8. Caleb was given a summary of what happened 40 years before that time. The ways to follow Jesus. In the book of Numbers chapter 13, the children of Israel, after they had left Egypt, they got to a particular place called Kadesh Barnea. And God said, let these people go and spy the land of Canaan. Select 12 leaders among the 12 tribes. Send them to go and spy out the land and come again and bring the word to the people. And 12 leaders were selected from each tribe of Israel. Joshua, Caleb, and 10 others. They got there. They confirmed truly that the land is a land flowing with milk and honey. Let's read Numbers chapter 13 from verse 26. Numbers chapter 13 from verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, so Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation. And they showed them the fruits of the land. And they told them and said, we came unto the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. Look, this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, verse 28, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and we were in our... The Amalekite dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusite, the Amorite dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanite dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb steeled the people before Moses. He said, Moses, let us go up at once. Let's go and possess the land. We are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, Oga, wait. We are not able to go against these people, though, for they are stronger than we. And what did they do? They brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land that we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitant thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So were we in their sight. Chapter 14, verse 1. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 1. The Bible says, and all the congregation, Numbers 14, verse 1, please. All the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness? And they said, next verse, and wherefore had the Lord brought us into the land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? We are it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. Amen. The generation of men that came out of Egypt, they came following Jehovah. They left Egypt following the pillar of fire. They left Egypt following Jehovah God to a land of promise called Canaan. They got to a point in their journey. The God that they were following said, see the land I want to bring you. Send out spies. Let them go and check the land and come back so that they will lift up the faith of the people. The spies went. They confirmed that the land is good. They brought the fruit of the land. They saw that the land indeed is good. But they brought an evil report of the land to others. And out of over 600,000 men who left Egypt, there was only Joshua and Caleb who made it to the promised land. Why? Why? Because the testimony of God over Joshua and Caleb is what we read in Joshua 14, verse 8. Joshua 14, verse 8. Caleb said, I followed the Lord wholly. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But why was Caleb and Joshua different? I followed the Lord wholly. Everybody left Egypt following God. But Joshua and Caleb followed him differently. And the other 600,000 men followed him differently. Brethren, if you are still with me, shout hallelujah. What I want to present to us this afternoon is the basics of Christianity. These are the elementary principles of our salvation. God's testimony of Joshua and Caleb is that they followed him differently from others. I'm talking about Jesus. So I'm talking about our own promised land. God said it again in Numbers 14 verse 24. Numbers 14 verse 24. See what God said. See God's testimony of these two men. Numbers chapter 14 verse 24. But my servant Caleb, are we together? Because he had another spirit with him. How did he follow him? And had followed me fully. He had followed me what? Fully. Him will I bring into the land where into he went, and his seed shall possess it. Brethren, it is not enough that you follow Jesus. Today is Sunday. Except those that are Sabbatarians, every Christian has gone to church today. Except the Sabbatarians. It is not enough that you profess Christ. It is not enough that you profess Jesus, that you are following him. What way you follow him matters. The way you follow Jesus matters. Not everybody that follows him will end up in the promised land. And our promised land is heaven. They all followed. Hey, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1 so that you understand something. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, the pillar of cloud. All passed through the Red Sea. All were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All did eat the same spiritual meat. All did drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. He says, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. And what happened? They were overthrown in the wilderness. Such that out of over 600,000 men in the whole generation, 600,000 men, over 600,000 men, only two made it to the promised land. And what made the two to make it was the way they followed God. How do you follow Christ? What way are you following Jesus? Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But what is the end? Oh, church, are you with me? When Prophet Joseph was prophesying, you are all active. Now, prophecy for our soul, let's be active. The end thereof are the ways of what? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Do you notice that this statement was recorded twice in the same book? But the end thereof are what? The ways of death. What the Bible is telling us is that you can follow the Lord Jesus, but you can follow him the wrong way. You can follow the Lord Jesus, but you can follow him the wrong way. Brethren, there are actually only two ways to follow Christ. And every one of us that is professing Jesus today, you are either following him out of these two ways. You are following him either out of these two ways. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Let's see the two ways that you can follow the Lord Jesus. Enter ye in. This is Jesus speaking himself. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many people that follow me, they are going through this way. Many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Brethren, the Lord Jesus is talking about his followers in that scripture. Everybody following Jesus, you are either following him through the broad way with a wide gate or through the narrow way with a straight gate. Are you with me? Everybody that is following Jesus, everybody that identifies with Christ in the world today, you are either following him, taking the broad way. You know what the broad way is? It's wide, it's large. And this broad way, it has a wide gate. Or you are following him through the narrow way with a straight gate. The meaning of the word straight is narrow, tight. Every follower of Jesus Christ is taking either of these two ways. What way are you following? And the painful thing is that Jesus said, one of these ways will lead to destruction, but the other will lead to life. And the most painful one is that the Lord Jesus himself said in verse 13 of that Matthew 7 that many people are following that wide way with a very wide gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Brother, sister, it is not enough that you have identified with Jesus. Which way are you taking when you are following him? Our pastor taught us a song that we sing regularly in this church. When the saints shall march to heaven with Jesus as their leader, marching onward like soldiers, fierce able soldiers, singing and rejoicing, oh yeah, the sinners shouting, oh no, and I know. The Socorro says us, oh no, the sinner's voice I hear. There's a reason why I'm singing. Gone, gone, they have gone, they have gone. Marching to join the glorious home. Oh no, and I know. Brethren, the sinner that we shout
is not the sinner that did not know Jesus. This song is for the sinner that followed Jesus but entered through the wide gate. Christianity today, people don't even know what it means to be a Christian. Many people, Christianity has ended in a good God that will supply all my need. That's all people know about Christianity. They don't know about the war that is going on for the soul of man. They don't know that Jesus Christ died for a purpose. And his purpose is for the salvation of our souls. They don't know that when you follow him, you can follow him either through the narrow way or through the wide way. I'm not speaking mysteries today. Like I said, these are the basics of Christianity. What way are you following Jesus? One way will lead to destruction, the lake of fire. The other way will lead you to heaven. What way are you following Jesus? I keep emphasizing it. No wonder the Lord Jesus gave an advice, an admonition in Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Jesus was going. Then somebody asked him, Lord, is it only few people that will be saved? What did Jesus say? Verse 24. Strive. Struggle to enter in at the straight gates with a narrow way. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Hey, may God help me present this properly. When the Bible says that the way is narrow and the gate is straight, that means the gates to enter into that way is very tight. You have to struggle to enter. You have to squeeze. Now, imagine me with my big size. If I'm to pass through this tiny place, how will I pass? Will I come like this? My body must not touch this, it must not fall. Can I pass through? This is a narrow way. But if I'm to pass, in fact, let me not tear my trousers yet. I will have to struggle. That is the picture the Lord Jesus is painting about salvation. He says this narrow way with a narrow gate, only few people will find it. But the broad way with the wide gate, many people will enter in. And the journey of Israel from Egypt to Canaan land is a type. So what are we saying? Over 1 billion people in the world's population today are Christians. How many will make it to heaven? Think deep. Brethren, let's not deceive ourselves. Let's be sure of the way we are passing. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He's my friend. Don't end here. There is a way to follow him. Proverbs 14 verse 8. Don't worry, we'll not stay long. I just want to exhort somebody to take his spiritual life more serious. Listen to this. The wisdom of the prudent is to do what? To know his way. To understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit. If you are going to make it to heaven, you can only follow the Lord Jesus through that narrow way with a narrow gate. And when we say the narrow way with the narrow gate, number one, this narrow way is the way of truth. Let me be fast. This narrow way, we are not talking of a physical way. Neither are we saying you should go and make the name of your church Narrow Way Assembly. Mm-mm. We are speaking of, firstly, the way of truth. Brothers and sisters, truth is necessary to salvation. Truth is essential for our salvation. Even the Lord Jesus himself said in John chapter 17, verse 17, he said, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Why? For thy word is truth. So what is truth? The word of God. In John chapter 4, verse 23, he said, the hour is coming when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in what? In spirit and in truth. Truth is required when you follow God. And this truth we are talking of, we are not talking of not Brother Uka coming to tell me President Tinubu is my uncle. I will say, you are not saying the truth because your name is Uka. Tinubu is Yoruba. So how are both of you related? And I say, Brother Uka, say the truth. No. The truth we are speaking of here is the truth of God's word. Let's see an example of what we mean. If the narrow way is the way of truth, that means the wide way is the way of error. That is why in the church of Jesus Christ today, there are two spirits at work. There are two spirits at work in the church of Jesus. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So, you want to follow him in the narrow way, it has to be the way of truth. You are following him in the wide way, it has to be the way of error. Let's see an example quickly in 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 1. Let's understand the meaning of truth and error. Don't forget that the word of God is the truth. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. So David is serving God now. He's following God. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drew the new cart. Verse 4. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all Israel, what did they do? They played before the Lord. They organized concerts, revival, worship service. Verse 6. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. Church, can we all read the next statement together? And God smote him there for his... No. God smote him there because he doesn't know how to sing. God smote him there because he was an unbeliever. God smote him there because he was not prayerful. God smote him there because he did not bring a good offering. God smote him there for what? When we say truth, we are talking of God's laid down principles for salvation. We are talking of God's word that he has given concerning the salvation of man. They were following God, carrying the ark, but they were doing it in error. And despite all their sincerity, what was supposed to bring life to them brought death. What we have just read is an example of people following God through the wide way. And brethren, this is a picture of what is going on in Christianity today. We are in a generation where people want to serve God in the way that pleases them, not in the way that God says. We're in a generation where people are changing the word of God to suit whatever they want. Last week I heard Dr. Abel Damina. The thing was so funny to me. We read in the Bible where an elder said, "Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah had prevailed." This man said, that elder was ignorant. Jesus is not the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He said it openly. He said it at the pulpit. The video is circulating everywhere. That elder does not know what he's saying. Now, what pains me is not what the man said. I was checking the comments of people on YouTube. When I saw people applauding him, that was when I wept. That is the generation we live in. People don't serve God. They don't follow Jesus according to his word again. They follow Jesus the way they want. Jesus instituted the ordinance of water baptism. Then a church will tell you water baptism has expired. That is the wide way. Jesus instituted the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion. And a man of God stands on his pulpit and say, "You are coming to eat bread and drink Ribena." No, we don't need that again. That is the wide way. If you don't follow the Lord Jesus according to the apostolic faith, the word for our salvation, you are following him through the wide way and it will lead you to destruction. Apostle Suleiman has come out and Joshua Selman too has come out. I don't respect people that don't respect the word of God. Me, I don't respect people that don't respect the word of God. Like Sam Root. They have come up only to say that there are things that Apostle Paul said that, you know, Apostle Simon can speak big grammar, that according to the character of God is very wrong. Let's read the scripture. Romans 11:13. Suleiman said the Lord Jesus told him, before we read the scripture, he said the Lord Jesus told him that you are preaching the revelation of Paul. That leave that one, preach my revelation. And he twisted the Bible to say that Apostle Peter was saying that you should be careful about what Paul said. Is that what Peter said? Peter acknowledged the wisdom of God in Paul. There's something I want to bring out. And this is the popular Christianity today. People following the Lord Jesus in the wide way. Listen to this. For I speak to... Who is talking here? Oh, please answer me now. Who is speaking here? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am one of... I have sold all of you. Now. You didn't read the Bible clearly. Inasmuch as I am one of... Some people are not getting it. That is how they twist the scripture. I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am one of, some people are still looking at us, you are not getting it. Inasmuch as I am the, that means God's plan of salvation for we Gentiles was given to that man. Let's read Ephesians chapter 3. For you to know why the larger part of the New Testament that we have was written by Paul. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1. There's a reason why we are saying this. Don't follow the wide way so that you not end in hell. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you, if he,
have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you world, you Gentiles. Add that by revelation, he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words. Verse 4. So that when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The dispensation of grace, the gospel for the salvation of we Gentiles, was committed to that man Paul. When we say who are our fathers in the Lord, the fathers of our faith are the apostles. Paul said, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Then in this generation, big pastors are saying that Paul taught error. And many are clapping for them. And last Sunday, that apostle at Awuchi, I saw another video where he was talking that he's not afraid of anybody. You think he will take his words? That he knows what he's saying. Go, let's read another one. Galatians chapter 2. It is not because of him I'm saying all this. It's because of you that is listening to me. Which way are you following Jesus? Galatians chapter 2. Verse 9. No, in fact, verse 8. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards who? And when James, Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, when they perceived the grace of God that was given unto me, who? Unto Paul. They gave to me and Barnabas what? The right hand of fellowship. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. When we say truth, for us, the truth is the apostolic faith. And anything contrary to the apostolic faith is error. And accounts, this is Peter talking, that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Hey, even as our beloved brother Paul also. According to what? Peter was acknowledged. Do you know that one certain time Peter was misbehaving? Paul stood up and corrected him. Did Peter fight Paul? He said, account that the wisdom, also according to wisdom given unto him, as written unto you. Verse 16, this is where they twist. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are to be understood, which they that are not learned, those that are not taught by the Holy Ghost, and those that are unstable, they wrestle with it, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Then somebody will tell you that Apostle Paul made a mistake. Brethren, that is the spirit of error at work. That is following Jesus in the wide way. So the way Uzzah died when he touched the ark, the same spiritual death is awaiting everybody that neglects the truth of the word of God. The truth that we are called to uphold is the apostolic faith. And we will hold on to it. You serve God contrary to the way of the apostles. You are following Jesus the wide way. The apostles baptized in the name of Jesus. We will baptize in the name of Jesus. The apostles received the original Holy Ghost. They didn't teach people how to speak in tongues. We will wait till we receive our own Holy Ghost. The apostles did not ordain women pastors. We will not ordain women pastors. That is the truth. The apostles gave us conduct in the word of God. You want to go to heaven, if you follow God contrary to the apostolic faith, you are following him to hell. You will follow Jesus and end in hell.
is the wide way we are talking of. Are we together? Matthew chapter 15. Oh, Father, help me with time. Oh. Matthew 15 from verse 7. See what the Lord Jesus said. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draw near unto me with their mouths. Oh Jesus, and honor me with their lips. Oh Jesus, you are good. Jesus, you are too much. But their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines, commandment of men. Brethren, the narrow way is the way of truth. And we are to contend for that narrow way. Jude chapter 1 verse 3 makes it clear. Let me move on. The narrow way is the way of separation. But the broad way is the way of adulteration. Don't worry, we are not reading that scripture. Jude 1, 3, you can take it down. Did you hear me? The narrow way that you have to squeeze and pass through is the way of separation. But the broad way is the way of adultery, the way of adulteration. The adultery we are talking of is not a man leaving his wife to be with another woman. We are talking of James chapter 4 verse 4. Can we read it? James chapter 4 verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is what? That is adultery. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Many people are following the Lord Jesus today, but they are following him in this way of adultery. That is the broad way. You cannot separate between a church and a social gathering anymore. Almost everybody in Lagos State is now born again, even the Muslims. I remember before I came to this ministry, before I met the truth, there is a group of people. The name of that church is Saints Community. That church, you can't see an adult in that church. Maybe apart from their pastor, it's youth, young people. And see how zealous they are. So they love evangelism. I met some friends. I was a new believer. They were teaching me. The first thing they taught me was eternal security. Before I came to this church, I rejected that doctrine. Because those that teach it outside, they give people license to sin. They teach it to make you a sinner. But in this church, we tell you, once saved, eternally saved. But be sure you are saved. Because you cannot be saved and continue in sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. But there, they'll tell you, I asked the pastor that day, you mean if I go and fornicate, nothing? I began to fear, but what will I do? They could speak big grammar and know the Bible more than me. Now, where I'm going to is to bring out what they call salvation. We will go for evangelism. Once you can say with your mouth, I believe. Please say, I believe.
I believe.
You are saved. Now, this is what they told me. They said, even if the person is still tying turban on his head and is still going to the mosque, as long as the person can say, I believe, the person is saved. And that's how they preach to everybody. In that case, all the prostitutes in brothels believe now. Is there nobody that does not believe? Even other religions acknowledge Jesus. So once you can say you believe, are you not saved? Then see how worldly they are. The narrow way is the way of separation. Brethren, God is in the business of placing a difference between his people and the world. Once you have decided to follow God, if you are following him truly, you must come out of the world. There must be a difference between you and the world. What do we have today? Worldly comedians in the church. I will go to a show, jest and make people laugh, and I'll come to the altar and jest and make people laugh, and everybody will be laughing for Jesus. That is not the way of separation. That is the way of adulteration. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. He says what? Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Next verse. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. See the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Are we together? We must be separate. This broad way doesn't talk about separation. The wide way, the broad way. It talks about joining the world. It talks about mingling with the world. And that is one of the reasons why those that followed the pillar of fire from Egypt to the promised land, one of the reasons some of them did not enter is because of this lack of separation. See Numbers chapter 25. Let's see what happened. The Bible speaks of the doctrine of Balaam. Numbers 25 from verse 1. One of the things that caused some people the promised land. And Israel abode in Shittim. And the people began to commit adultery with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Babylon. This is a type of we Christians joining ourselves unto the world. Oh, Christians must be separate from the world in conduct and in character. When the world, a young man and a young woman are having a relationship, they have sleepovers. Anything goes. When a Christian brother is courting a Christian sister, there must be nothing like that. Are we together? When the world is celebrating, they celebrate with booze, with whiskey, with night rain, with NSC, with alcohol, including palm wine. When Christians are celebrating, if you are not celebrating with the blood of Jesus, Coke and Fanta is enough for you. We must be separate from the world. Our character must be different from those that are not following Christ. Anything other than this, and you are calling on the name of Jesus, you are going through the wide way. When he says that way is, that gate is straight and the way is narrow, many things must drop off you before you can pass. You must squeeze before you can pass. We can't behave like the world. There must be a difference between one who is saved and one who is not saved. Since you started following Jesus, what can you say? The things I used to do, I do them no more. If that is not your testimony, you are following him the wide way. It is enough that you committed the worst sins before Jesus found you. I think the worst sin somebody can do is to kill somebody. Whether you are gay, whether you are a prostitute, whether you killed anybody, the Bible says all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men. There is no sin too black that the blood of Jesus cannot wash away. That armed robber that kills people, that assassin that kills people rejoicing, if the Holy Ghost comes upon him, his heart will be like that of a baby. But to say you are following the Lord Jesus and you are still living like the world, yes, you are following him, but through the wide way. That is why Jesus will still bless you. He will still hear your prayers. He will collect your offerings. But at the end, you won't find yourself in heaven. This scripture must be fulfilled that says that many are called. Matthew 22 verse 14. But few are chosen. And it will be fulfilled among those that are called to follow Jesus. For many are called, but few are chosen. Our conduct and character must be different from that of the world. We will not do our business like the world. Sisters, we will not dress like the world, even brothers. In the world, they dress to kill. They dress to slay. This morning when I came out of my estate, I was not the one driving, it was my wife. My attention was called to a woman that was dressed for service. When I looked, I pleaded the blood of Jesus in my spirit. Then on this Agor Road, before you reach Gem Talk, I think around Century, there's one Catholic church in that place. Early morning, there's always traffic. Come and see the way people are dressed going to church. So I will wonder, the men that are coming to this church, are they really coming to seek Jesus or coming to look at women? Something is happening there. Thank you, sir. But they are following Jesus. We are not saying they are not following him, but they are going through the broad way with the wide gate. If your Jesus permits you to use your ring attachment to wear a very tight cloth, sister, that will show your bum bum and your shape. I saw something on a sister's status yesterday. After I saw it, WhatsApp banned my account. After I finished looking at the status, WhatsApp banned my account. The new account I registered, though, but thank God this morning they have released the bank. I was just laughing. Sir, I don't know, say artificial. I thought you must do plastic surgery before you can have artificial breast and bum bum. I didn't know that there are things you can wear now that will give you breast and bum bum. Clothes. I know of the plastic surgery. The one for the bum bum, they call it BBL, Brazilian bum lift. I know of it. Where they can take fat from other parts of your body and use it to pump your bum bum for you. I didn't know that there are clothes you can wear, even with nipple, that will give you breast. And then I was so shocked. You know that somebody putting on that, is not for any medical reason. You are putting it on to deceive. That is the truth. Now, that is the way of the world. It is not for us, Christian sisters. But if a Christian sister is following it and she's professing Christ, don't fight her. She's following through the broad way. Praise the living God. Churches will have choreography where people will come and be dancing worldly dance and worldly songs in the church. They're following Jesus. When the man of God carries mic and do like this, there's one I saw of a church in Delta State. What made me see it was this popular musician, Ebuka Songs. He was ministering in that. Some of us know the story where the pastor stopped him and said, "The Lord said I should give you my Jeep." I don't know how many people have seen that story. But before he started ministering, I saw the video. They had beauty parade in the church. And come and see the dress that women wore. A sister wore something that her breast was revealing and was parading, dancing. And mama was saying, you look beautiful. And papa was saying, And mama chose the one that was sexy. And papa too now came and said, what about this young man in the church? And when they finished, they will sing. And they will add tongues. They are following Jesus. You dare not say they are not following Jesus. Who else are they calling upon? Didn't Jesus tell you that anybody that speaks of me can lightly do anything evil against me? The apostles came to Jesus and said, "We saw somebody casting a devil in your name, and it's not with us." You say, don't forbid him. Don't say they are not Christians. Don't say they are not following Jesus. They are. But to follow Jesus, there are two ways. They are only following him through the broad way, not the narrow way. The scripture must be fulfilled. Let me be fast. The narrow way is a way of trials. This is a generation that does not like difficulty. The generation that did not enter the promised land, another reason was that they could not face trials. If not, you saw giants. Has God not been fighting for you? Why would you say because of giants that you saw, you are turning back? Are you with me, somebody? Another time, they walked. The Bible said there was no water for 3 days. They started murmuring, let us go back to Egypt. Another time, they started saying, we have been eating this manna. Who will give us flesh to eat? We remember the cucumber and garlics that we were eating in Egypt. Moses started crying. Father, why did you ask me to lead these people? Do you want me to die? God said, I will give them meat to eat for 30 days. Let's read something. Numbers 11. Numbers 11 from verse 1. One of the reasons that they didn't enter the promised land. He says, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And what did he do? He consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Now go to verse 33. Okay, let's read on. Verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them, they fell a lusting. And the children of Israel also went again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish. When a Christian starts saying, I remember I used to make it before. This Jesus self. We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt freely. The cucumbers and the melon and the leeks. The onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed and the color of the thereof as the color of deli. And the people went about and gathered it. Okay? They started complaining. Go to verse 9. Let's read. Verse 10. Then Moses urged the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. They were not hungry, oh. They were not hungry because there was manna. But they lusted after other things. We don't compare ourselves with the world. One of the reasons why many Christians don't have peace is because of lack of contentment. And you know that the world today is very materialistic. The car that you buy today, 2 years from now, it has become old model. Eh? You bought the car, you are thinking, I buy correct car. 2 years from now, the same company will bring out the same mode of that car model, but a higher version. And this materialism continues. As a Christian, don't compare yourself with the world. The Bible says, having food and raiment, let us be content. Are we together? When you start lusting this, that, you are removing peace from yourself. Godliness and contentment is a great gain. Well, let me go ahead. There's a reason why I'm saying this. Praise the living God. The way that is broad can't allow for trials. But the Bible makes it clear in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus, what will they do? Jesus did not promise us a smooth ride. But he promised us a safe landing. There are things that your faith in Christ will cost you. There are trials and persecutions you will go through because you are following him through the narrow way. But there are Christians that will pass through something. I've seen Christian women because of fruit of the womb. Because you have been waiting for long, you go and start looking for another Baba. You didn't stop saying you are not a Christian. No. Many of us are that way. Many of us, we do things that we know are against our faith because of a gain that we can quickly have. You can't allow for trials. God willing, if God permits, I will continue this message next week. I don't want to rush. We must make it clear, this narrow way and this broad way. It isn't enough that you follow Jesus. Let's go and think, what way am I following him? And I want you to know something. In closing, Matthew 7 verse 21. Everybody that is following him through the broad way and the narrow way, they will experience miracles, signs and wonders. They will receive bread from Jesus. Jesus says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that follows me through the narrow way. Verse 22 is my emphasis. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, you are my Lord, you are my personal Savior. I didn't serve any other God. Did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not cast out devils in your name? Did I not do many wonderful works in your name? What will he say to them? Verse 23. I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that followed the broad way. Let's think deeply. It is very simple. You see that I'm not talking any mystery. I'm not saying anything that is beyond our reasoning. These are the basics of Christianity that is missing today. But if you will go to heaven, you must follow the Lord Jesus through that straight gate and narrow way. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can you put your hands together for the Lord? Before we take the announcement, I want to quickly talk about the prayer band. Thanks for your patience. We'll be closing shortly, just after.